Brachos Yerushalmi corresponding to Brachos Bavli Daf Ches. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Hei Amud Beis, 5 lines up from the foot of the page, Piska, V'chacham Ma'im Ha'chatzoyf. Piska V'chacham Ma'im Ha'chatzoyf, the Mishnah taught the Chacham hold that one can say Krishma of the evening until midnight. Rav Yossi B'Shem Rav Yerichon Halacha K'chachamim, Rav Yossi, quoting Rav Yerichon, said that Halacha follows the Chachamim. Rav Yossi, Mefakel Havaya, in Be'ifun Mitzaska Vayuraisa, Osun Karei Shema, Koidim Chatzoyf Mitzaskim. Rav Yossi commanded the Talmidim, if you want to engage in Torah, first recite Kriya Shema before midnight, and then you can. Milse Amma Shalacha Chachamim. So the inference is that the Halacha follows the Chachamim. Milse Amma Shalacha Dvarim Acha Emes V'Yatziv. And we can also infer it's permitted to say things after Emes V'Yatziv, means don't say that after the night Kriya Shema and its brachos one must go to sleep immediately without interruption. Tani HaKriyas Shema V'Bis HaKnesef B'Shacha Yatzi Dechavasei V'Erev L'Yatzi Dechavasei. The Bible says one who recited Kriya Shema in the Beis Knesset in the morning was fulfilled his obligation. One who recited it in the Beis Knesset in the evening did not fulfill his obligation. Ma ben hakoreh b'shachris, ma ben hakoreh b'arvis. What's the difference between one who recited in the morning and one who recited in the evening? V'vuna b'shem Rav Yosef, ma tam amu adam sarch likos shema b'beisoi b'erev b'shul avriach esem azikim. V'vuna, quoting Rav Yosef, answered that why did they say that one must recite Kriya Shema in his house in the evening? It's in order to chase away mazikim, which are the spiritual damages. If people recited Kriya Shema at night in the Beis Knesset, perhaps they would not repeat it before sleeping because they were already yotze. Milsa amma shein amma dvarim acha emes v'yatziv. We can infer that one may not say things after emes v'yatziv. Milsa dush Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmeini amma kein. And we have a support that Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmeini holds like this. Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmeini kad hava nachis le'ebua hava mekabel gavi Rabbi Yaakov gurusa v'hava ze'ira Matame Beni Kufaya Mashma Mishmana Hich Havakoi Shma Vahavakoi Vachavakoi Adshu Duhu Shaka Mine Goi Shinsei. When Rishmo Ben Achmeini descended to make a leap year, he stayed with Rav Yaakov Gurusa, and Rav Zeira hid between the boxes to hear how he recited Kriya Shema. He recited it and recited it again until he fell asleep. And my timer, what's the source of doing so? Rav Acha Ravi Tachlifta Chamui B'Shem Rav Shmo Bar Nachman Rav Acha and Rav Tachlifta, his father-in-law, in the name of Rav Shmuel bar Nachman, said, the pasuk, "Rigzu v'achtechto, tremble and do not sin. Imru bel vavchem, say in your heart, al mishkavchem, on your beds, v'dom v'sela, and then be silent," means, and then you go to sleep. Milsei, Rav Shmuel ben Levi, pliga, Rav Shmuel ben Levi, kawi, mizmoyim basva. Rav Shmuel ben Levi argues, because Rav Shmuel ben Levi would recite Tehillim afterwards. The question is, doesn't the Brisa say one may not say things after Emes V'Yatziv? Now he explains that this refers to Emes V'Yatziv in the morning prayers. Rabbi Zeira said, quoting Rabbi Abba bar Yumya, three things must be tekef, means immediately afterwards without interruption. Tekef to smicha on a korban, when you put your weight on the korban, is the shechita. Tekef to netilas yadayim is the bracha, refers to both hamotzi and birchas hamazon after mayim achronim. And tekef to geula means birchas hagar lisol is tefillah. Tekef to smicha shechita, v'samach v'shochad. Tekef to smicha needs to be shechita, as the pasuk says, v'samach and he shall to smicha v'shochad and he shall slaughter. Tekef netilas yadayim bracha, v'yidechen kodesh v'oruches Hashem. Immediately after Netilas Yadayim is bracha, as it says, raise up your hand in sanctity and bless Hashem. Tekev l'geula tefila, yilos el mefi, ma'aksiv pasrei, yan chashem yim sara. Immediately, tekev l'geula tefila, immediately after the geula bracha is tefila, because the pasuk says, may the words of my lips be favorable for you, and it says afterwards, Hashem answers on a day of trouble. Am Rav Yosi Rabun, call Mishu Toikef Smicha Leshchita Ein Pasol Negeh Ba'isa Korban. Yosi Rabun says anyone who does Shchita Tekef to Smicha straight after, no Pasol will occur to the Korban. V'chol Mishu Toikef Netilas Yadayim Bracha Ein Asat Mekatik Ba'isa Suda. And anyone who fulfills Bracha V'moitzi Tekef immediately after Netila, the Satan does not prosecute that meal. V'chol Mishu Toikef Geula Tefila Ein Asat Mekatik Ba'isa Yoyim. Anyone who fulfills Tefila immediately after the Bracha of Geula, the Satan does not prosecute against him on that day. Hamavizeva Anna Tachvis Geul Latvila Vit Tadis Is Sadis Bangoya Muvlaya Hadas Lefaltin. Rizeva asked, I fulfilled Tefillah of Tekes to Geula, and that day I was conscripted to bring myrtle to the king's palace. Amulei Rabbi Rabbi he Ifbane Inshi Havin Pritin Machkim Poltin. The Talmidim answered, Rebbe, that's a great matter. People pay money to enter and see the palace. Amrabi Ami Kamisha Ino Tekef Geula Tefila. Rabbi Ami says that anyone who does not fulfill tefillah tekef to geula, again means that Shemoneh Esrei comes straight after the bracha of geula of the bracha of Krishma. What does he resemble? He's like the king's friend who knocks on the king's door. The king went to see what he requests, and he found that the friend had gone away. Also, the king went away. Piska, Rav Gamliel Omer, Ad Sheyaleh Amud HaShachar, Rav Gamliel said that the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema of the night is until dawn. Asid Rav Gamliel, Rabbi Shimon. Rav Gamliel holds like Rabbi Shimon. The Tani, Shem Rabbi Shimon, Pa'am Shadam Kriyat Shema, Achas Lefnei Amud HaShachar, Achas Lachar Amud HaShachar, Benimsa Yotzi Dei Chayvosai, Shoyim Shalaila. The Bible says the name of Rabbi Shimon. Sometimes a person recites Shema once before dawn and once after dawn, and he fulfills obligation for the day and for the night. Rav Gamliel, Rabbi Shimon, Ba'arvis Af Shachris Gain. The Gemara asks, Gamliel holds like Rabbi Shimon regarding the night Shema. Is this so even for the morning Shema, that one can be Yotze right after dawn? Oy Yehei Ba Kehayda Amar Rabbi Zeira, Tanai Achei Tobi Chia Ba Asher, Odu Rav Abba Ba Chana Akure Im Anche Mishma La Yotze Ki Mashkimim Hayu. Or did he hold like Rabbi Zeira, that taught that the brother of Rabbi Chia Ba Asher and Rav Abba Ba Chana said that one who recited with Anche Mishma over the Beis Hamikdash was not Yotzeh because they are early. Piska, Maaseh Shebo Bonav, Vechule. A case occurred in which Rav Gamliel's sons came, and he told them that if dawn had not come, they are obligated to recite it now. Rav Gamliel Palag Abbanon, Va'abad Uvde Kavase. Rav Gamliel argues with Abbanon and ruled in practice like himself. Va'abbi Meir Palag Abbanon, Vole Abbad Uvde Kavase. Va'abbi Kiva Palag Abbanon, Vole Abbad Uvde Kavase. The Gemara thought Rabbi Meir argued with Rabbanon, but he did not rule in practice like himself. Rabbi Kiva argued with Rabbanon, he did not rule in practice like himself. Behein Ashkachnan, Rabbi Meir, Palag Rabbanon, Vale Abad of the Dekarase. We find that Rabbi Meir argued with Rabbanon and did not rule in practice like himself. The Tani, Sachin Elvantis, Lachoyle, Beshabbos, Emesai Bethman, Chetalfo, Beyayin, Beshemin, Meir Shabbos, Abelim Loitalfo, Meir Shabbos, Asa. The Bible says we may anoint Alavantis, which is wine mixed with oil and water, for a sick person on Shabbos. When is this? It's if he mixed the wine and oil before Shabbos. If he did not mix them before Shabbos, it's forbidden. Tani Amar Bishimon Laza Mater Hayav Meir, the Treshiyan Bishimon Lasuch Lachoyle Bishabbos. And the Vice says that Bishimon Ben Elaza brings that the Meir permits to mix wine and oil and to anoint it on a sick person on Shabbos. The Kuachala Vikashin Asoisle came, Lo Neachlano. Once the Meir was sick and we wanted to do so for him and he didn't allow us. We told him, Rebbe, you're mevato your words in your own lifetime. If you don't rely on your own opinion, everyone will follow the Chachamim. V'amalan, af apishani meikol lachem machmani al asmi, ta'apligi alai chaveroi. He told us, even though I am lenient for others, I am stringent for myself, but for my colleagues, argue with me. V'hen ashkechan de Rekiva polig Rabbanon v'le avad uvde kavasei. We find that Rekiva argued with Rabbanon, and he didn't rule in practice like himself. Where that kihay de taninan taman ashidu v'agogoles mebeis meisim revius dam mebeis meisim roiva atzmois mebeis meisim even a meis mebeis meisim even a chay mebeis anoshim rekiv matame v'chachomim matarin. The Mishnah says that a spine and skull from two different corpses, a revius of blood from two corpses, a roiva, which is a quarter of cav of bones from two corpses, a limb of a corpse from two corpses, half the limb from each, a limb of a living person from two meisim, two corpses. Rabbi Kiva is metame in the oihel, and the chachomim are metahe. Tani maseh sheviyu kupa meleyat al samoich mikratavi ve'nichua ba'avi akneses belod ve'nechef todjus haroifa ve'nechef sukul haroifim imoi. The Raisa says that a case occurred in which they brought a box of bones from kratavi and left them in the avi in a place without a roof over it of the base kneses in Lod. Todrus the doctor entered, and all the doctors entered with him. Amar Todrus HaRoifa, Ein Kan Chidra Mimeis Echad, Ula Gogoyles Mimeis Echad. Todrus the doctor said, there's no spine from one mace, and there's no skull from one mace. אמרו היוב יש כאן נתרים, יש כאן מתמים, נעמוד על המניין, התחילו אמיר עקיבא ותיאה. They said, since there are people who say it's Tahor and people that say it's Tomei, we will take a vote. They began with Akiva, and he was Metaher. Amu lai hayov ha'if metameh, v'tahalta Tahor. They said to him, since you were metameh and now you metaher, then it must be it's Tahor. V'ashkechan de Rishimun palagir Rabbanon v'le'avid of the Farafei. And we also find that Rabbi Shimon argued with Rabbanon, and he did not rule in practice like himself. He had it anin antaman Rabbi Shimon oimeh, v'asfachem mutarim chutz me fichei kuv, shein kayetze behen v'yarakis sadeh. Rabbi Shimon says in the Mishnah, all sfichim, which are things that grew in the sixth year and were picked in Shemitah, are permitted, except for sfichim of cabbage, because it grows quickly and one cannot tell if it grew in the sixth year or seventh year. We don't decree about other species, because there's nothing like it in field vegetables. The Chacham Maimim calls sfichim asurim. Chacham say all sfichim are forbidden. Rabbi Shimon ben Yechai, Ovad Ubda, Beshmitza, Chama, Chad, Melaket, Sfichai, Shviyis, Amalei v'leif asa v'lav svichin inun. Rabbi Shimon ruled in practice like the Chachamim in Shemitah. He saw a man gathering svichim of shviyis, and he said to him, is it not forbidden? Are they not svichim? They should say, Amar lei, v'loi atu sh'ad matir. The man said to Shimon, aren't you the one who permits it? Amalei v'in chavei chokin olai v'kor olai u'poit gadeh yishchenu nochash v'chein havas lei. Rabbi Shimon said, do not my colleague argue with me? The man continued gathering. Rabbi Shimon applied to him the pasuk Uforet Gedi Yishachenu Nachash, that one who breaks a fence, a snake shall bite him, and so occurred to this person that a snake bit him. Well, Gamliel Palagav Rabbanon v'Avad Uvda Kvasei, and the question implied here is when Gamliel argues with Rabbanon and ruled in practice like himself, unlike Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Shimon, who ruled like the Chachamim. Shniyeh Hacha Shehi Lishoin Lishinun. The answer is, here is different for reciting Kriyat Shema as learning, even if he was not Yotze, there's no loss. Me'ata af Mashiach le'avad ha'shachar. The Gemara asked, well, if so, they could read even after dawn. Rather, he ruled like himself. V'is debay meima taman ha'yichoyin l'kayim divi chachamim b'amhacha, k'va ava chatzoyt v'lai ha'yichoyin l'kayim divi chachamim, ha'malayin uvdin uvda v'asei. And the second answer is that there Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shimon were able to fulfill the words of the chachamim. Over here, however, midnight already passed, and they could not fulfill Divrei Chachamim, therefore he told them to follow what he said, that you can read Kriyat Shema after Chatzos.